Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Amber, what movie were you not allowed to watch as a kid?
I could watch any movie I wanted.
Really? No way.
Yeah, I didn't have any restrictions.
So did you watch like scary movies and all the kind of movies?
Yes. Growing up, my favorite movie was Poltergeist, and it turned to The Goonies, which I knew every word. The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't put any restrictions on my kids unless it's like the, you know, inappropriate adult stuff. But.
Right, Amber, exactly. Let me take you back to the movie Poltergeist because I just rewatched it and I missed, back when I watched it the first time, I missed the funniest line in that movie is when the mom says to her teenage daughter, "We'll just stay at the Holiday Inn." And she goes to her mom, "Yeah, I know that place." And I laughed so hard because I'm like, wait up. She's like,
that's funny. Wait, Poltergeist, is that the one where she stares in the TV and like there?
Carol Ann. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Oh, that's such
Carol Ann. Yeah.
Oh, that is such a scary movie. Thanks, Amber. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What movie were you not allowed to watch as a kid?
The Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
With Brooke Shields and Christopher Atkin.
And why weren't you allowed to watch that movie?
Nudity.
Because of the sex and the nudity, and she gives birth, and...
All the lagoon?
All the lagoon? Uh-huh.
The Blue Lagoon. It was the two kids were shipwrecked together as children.
Brooke Shields.
And they live together on this island, and they survive together, but then they hit puberty, and they start, like, discovering things. And, you know, she ends up getting pregnant. Like,
well, they discovered a lot more than coconuts.
Actually,
that plays a theme in the movie.
Oh, does it really? Oh, I haven't seen it. That's so funny.
I'm still
so
not allowed to watch it, Weez. I don't even know what you're talking about.
At my house, parents were cool.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this? 644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Jolene.
Jolene, what movie were you not allowed to watch as a kid?
Well, it's not so much me, but I took my kids to see Little Nicky, and I walked out of the movie theater.
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler, yeah.
Because of the boobs on the head.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that probably could be a reason to walk out. Appreciate
not
you calling.
Not a kid's movie.
Not a kid's movie at all. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Sarah.
What movie were you not allowed to watch as a child?
There was no movie that I wasn't allowed to watch. And it scarred me for life because I don't remember how old I was, but Ghost, my parents were watching Ghost, and they would do the thing where they put their hand over your eyes during certain scenes, but not very well. And I remember in Ghost, there was a scene where they were being chased. Someone was being chased, and a window, they were trying to crawl through a window, and it broke and fell on their neck and, like, decapitated them or something. And I, to this day, it traumatized me, and to this day, I cannot hear Unchained Melody without getting the creeps.
No way. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
wow.
It was awful.
Now, I have to explain something for people that aren't understanding. See, back in the day, you guys, parents and kids used to watch movies together close enough where the parents could cover the kids' eyes with their hands. Today, it's right. much different.
That's an old-timey thing.
It's an old-timey thing. And if you went to do that right now, somebody would swat you with a phone or something like that. Like, get away, Mom. But that's so funny. So you can't hear that song.
Wow. It makes my skin crawl. Like, I'm traumatized.
Yeah. So how did you turn out? Because you grew up with no restrictions other than your weird traumatic reaction to that song. Uh-huh. Did you turn out okay?
I'm finding now that I'm a parent of a four-year-old, I'm finding that maybe things were a little bit different for me as a kid.
That's mean.
I'm a little more hardcore than other parents, but I'm definitely not as hardcore as my parents were.
Uh-huh. Hardcore, like in terms
restrictive.
Of restricting things?
Yeah. I mean, I tend to swear more than typical parents.
Mm-hmm. Like a truck driver, or what level of swearing are we talking about here?
Hey.
I mean, pre-kid, definitely a truck driver.
Jan,
but
what?
Post-kid,
you don't have to be a truck driver to swear, trust me.
Hold on, post-kid.
You could be a doctor, you could be an emergency room surgeon.
Oh, come on, we've all heard it. Wait, so you said you went from a truck driver to what? Post-kid?
Post-kid, I've done a lot better than my husband, actually. Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, so you're calling him out on the air, too. Yeah. I love it.
That's great.
Throw him into this whole thing. Well, that's so funny. Okay, the song's distracting me. Make the song stop. It's giving me the creeps,
Give me the creeps, dude.
Appreciate you calling. Thanks for calling. 946 at Kiss 98.5. Hello?
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to the radio, and they were asking the question about what movie they weren't allowed to watch.
Yes, what couldn't you watch as a kid?
I wasn't allowed to watch Flashdance.
Why?
No way.
Which was ridiculous because it wasn't even that bad of a movie, but my mom was like, no, you're not watching. This is too provocative.
It's provocative. There's dancing.
Jennifer.
And she dances a lot.
At what point did you start watching provocative stuff, and what difference did it make in your life?
I started watching stuff probably at around, I'd say 14, 15. That's when...
That's great age.
Yeah, that is a good age. Did you ever see the movie Flash? Flashdance is a great movie.
Your boy started exploring.
I watched it. I did watch it because I was like, why am I not allowed to watch it? When I got up
there,
I was like, why? What is so bad about this movie? Yeah. But I guess their provocative dancing is a good reason when you're 5 years old.
Well, how does your mom feel about the internet now? Does she know what goes on there?
Unfortunately, my mom passed away a couple years ago. Mm. But yeah.
I'll never forget when I saw that movie. That when I saw Flashdance and they're at the restaurant and she takes off her jacket and she's just got like the front like cummerbund or whatever you call that like front piece on and there's nothing. I'm like, oh my gosh, like today that would be nothing. But then it was like a big deal.
Exactly.
It was a big deal. It really was.
You keep taking girls
on dates. That's what you wear to Five Guys.
Having
it's
a
all right.
Order crab claws and you're like hoping. That's funny though. That's a random movie to pick as something you couldn't watch. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I was calling for the movie thing.
Yeah, what movie would your parents not let you watch as a kid?
It was actually a TV show. It was SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Now, what? That's funny. What didn't they like about SpongeBob?
They thought that it was too inappropriate and there was too many, like, adult, like, jokes in there that, like, as a kid I shouldn't have been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this is a big issue at our house? One of the parents in this house says, absolutely, watch SpongeBob all day. It's funny. The other parent
is
what's the word I'm looking for, responsible
Meg?
Or caring or something?
Oh, come on, dude.
And doesn't
relax.
Think it's good because they use the word
relax.
Stupid a lot in it. And sometimes
they do.
They're mean and
there's
there are
a lot
aspects
of
bullying.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a big issue. So sometimes when those kids are
at school.
Home alone with one parent, it's nonstop SpongeBob.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'll let them watch.
Have you
watched SpongeBob?
Yeah. I mean, later on, once I got a little bit older, like I'm 21, so I'm kind of younger. I got more into it once I got a little bit older. It kind of seemed like the older episodes had more of those inappropriate jokes to where like later on in the years they kind of made it more kid relevant but still threw those little jokes in there. Like as an adult now I kind of can catch those.
Right, exact. Yeah. And a lot of adults caught those. Wait, when did you turn 21 this year? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I turned 21 right in February, right in the beginning.
Oh, right before.
Oh, before. Yeah.
You're fine.
So, did you get your 21st birthday party?
Yeah, I had one with just a couple friends. We got together, but we were kind of hoping for the summer to, you know, really kick it off. But, you know, that kind of went downhill.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Well, there's always next year. Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
I want to check out Big Mouth on Netflix, just saying. I mean, SpongeBob was too much.
I'll tell you something. Big Mouth is even a lot for me.
High Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi. The movie that I picked, I was not allowed to see, was It.
Well, that's a scary movie.
That's a wise decision. You still shouldn't be able
good
to watch
parents.
It.
Thank
well,
you.
And to piggyback off what the last person said, I don't let my children watch SpongeBob, but their dad is all about SpongeBob as well.
Isn't that horrible?
Their next dad is not going to let them watch SpongeBob.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. SpongeBob is funny, but you don't want the kids to pick up the habits that they see in SpongeBob.
Exactly. And then when I wanted to watch it, my mom was like, absolutely not. And my older brother would chase me around with clowns.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's the scary part. Yeah, I am not about scary movies. And literally, I wouldn't even let my kids buy scary Halloween costumes. Like, if there was blood on the costume, I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. You know?
I still, to this day, have not watched the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. I would never.
Kids dress up like Michael Myers.
Yeah, I know. They do with a bloody mask.
Exactly.
It's funny.
Who are you? I'm Jigsaw, Mom. Get on board.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Be a good parent. Don't let them watch scary movies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.